6. I have 9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 486140 through 486159. No warrants, journal entries, or transfers.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for December 30th, 2025.
Regular session minutes for December
30th, 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we'll take up a couple board appointments. We'll start with the Senior Citizens Board. We have been left with an unfortunate vacancy there, and we will need to fill that. The term to be filled will go through December 31st of 2026. It will be to fill the spot for Ms. Leanne Caulfield. Do you have a recommendation or a nomination for a board member?
Move to appoint Norma DeRocher to the Senior Citizens Tax Board or Senior Citizens Board, effective immediately through December 31st, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next one we have is for our Planning and Zoning Board. First one we'll start with is it's a three-year term for Mr. Cody. Can you say Roger
Haynes.
Haynes?
Yeah.
Okay. And that is for the Cedar Creek Township. The term would be from 12/31/25. Yes, January 1, 2026 through 12/31/28.
To reappoint Roger Haynes to the Taney County Planning Commission Board effective 1/1/26 through 12/31/28.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, on the same board, Mr. Doug Fabian has served on the board for several terms. He does not wish to continue his service. We do thank him for that, though. He's been a great asset to our board. We do have a list of applicants there. And one for the Swan Township is what we're seeking out.
Swan or Jasper?
Should be for the Swan. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I'm just going off an email from... Okay. Cody, do you know, so in the letter from Mr. Fabian, he mentions the Jasper Township, but we have him listed as the Swan Township. Do you know which township he's the actual?
Well, I know he lives just right out here by the school.
I thought it was Swan.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna check real quick.
Yeah. I mean, it was right on Coy Boulevard right
okay.
there.
So yeah, yeah, no,
so, yeah no, good catch in the letter because it does say that because our Jasper is Dave Stewart.
Which is Morristown.
Yeah, which is our Jasper Township. We do have an applicant in here.
Lives in the Swan
that does live in the Swan Township be Mr. Bill Stewart and your applications there. Bill's been a lifelong resident of Forsyth. He served on multiple boards. It's two-page. I printed it off. And it would also be for a three-year term commencing immediately through 12/31/2028.
Move to appoint Bill Stewart to the Planning and Zoning Board for a three-year term from effective immediately through 12/31/2028.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. That'll be all we'll be doing this morning for board appointments. We'll move on to our next order of business. We have the approval of notice of intent to declare a single source provider. This will be sole source provider number 202-512-590. All right, with us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. I will ask at this time, is there anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as a direct source, not a third party, to Information Technologies Incorporated, doing business as On-the-Go Software, LLC, with a product as beneficial as what they offer to Taney County with all of the same financial and same operational advantages, including delivery? If so, please come forward now. Nobody's offering? All right. Seeing no such person nor receiving any written responses, and is there a motion to be made to declare Information Technologies Incorporated doing businesses On-the-Go Software, LLC, as the single sole source provider for the purchase of public safety software?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. So the motion shall read just as I read it out. So a motion is second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right. Next, we have the approval of the 2026 Taney County budget. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is my pleasure to present to you the 2026 budget for Taney County, Missouri. It was prepared on an actual cash-based balance and with estimated revenues based upon actual revenues and expenditures from previous years, as well as other relevant information. The 2026 proposed budget has been revised following budget discussions and a public hearing. During budget discussions, the Taney County Commission agreed to keep the COLA at the proposed amount of 3%. The 2026 Taney County budget starts the new fiscal year with a beginning balance of $72,099,051. The overall outlook of projected revenues is $69,967,660. The appropriated expenditures are $92,932,725. The projected ending balance is $49,133,986. Included in the appropriated expenditures are emergency funds and contingency funds, which are used for unforeseen expenditures. The General County Revenue Fund, or the GCR Fund, showed a healthy reserve at the end of the calendar year of 2025 of $28,837,926. For the 2026 budget, the anticipated revenues are $24,158,251, and the anticipated expenditures are $24,727,018. Included in these expenditures are the emergency funds of $775,000, contingency funds of $500,000 and capital improvement funds of $500,000. It also includes a county airport capital improvement of $185,000. The estimated 2026 ending balance for GCR is $28,269,159. The Tatum County Road and Bridge has two separate funds. These funds include the Road and Bridge CART Fund and the Road and Bridge Trust Fund. These funds show a combined reserve at the end of the calendar year 2025 of $13,955,690. The total 2026 budgeted revenues are $16,377,800. And the total expenditures are $20,480,684. Some of these expenditures include the capital improvement of $2 million and the contingency of $1.5 million. The projected 2026 ending balance for these funds is $9,852,806. The law enforcement fund has a reserve of $3,808,459. The anticipated revenues are $9,562,227, and the anticipated expenditures are $12,999,404. Included in these expenditures is the maintenance of the judicial building and expenses of the sheriff, correction, prosecutor, and juvenile departments. The Taney County Sewer Fund ended the calendar year 2025 with a balance of $18,832,059. The budgeted revenues are $12,800,000, and the budgeted expenditures are $23,605,561. A great majority of these expenditures are going toward major sewer development projects. Included in these expenditures are the contingency fund of $1 million and environmental services of $113,830. The sewer fund's estimated ending balance for 2026 is $8,026,498. I am privileged to be the Taney County Auditor and serve the people of Taney County with the grateful help of the elected officials, department heads, and staff. I present for your review and finalization of the 2026 Taney County budget.
Any comments? Anything? Auditor Clark, thank you so much for all your hard work. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Commission, for working on this budget and getting everything put together and finalized. I have to wait there for your review and
changed after the public comment?
There has been final amounts.
That's what I mean, the final expenses and the final ending numbers, but no.
Okay.
You guys good?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Move to approve the 2026 budget as presented.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Auditor Clark,
thank you
again.
Thanks, sir.
All right. We'll move on to our vacations. Not really vacations, but vacations of roads. So first is we have a vacation of a portion of Cardinal Road, Main Drive, and Coveview Road. This is file number 25-126, Road and Bridge. All right. Do we have a representative for the Coveview and Cardinal and Main Drive?
We do.
Okay. You're the representative. Okay.
Yes, sir. There's two
Campbell's here.
All right.
This is Mr. Josh Nixon. His father, Luke, owns the property. His father is out of the area, so Josh is appearing on his behalf. If you have any questions or anything about this. Attached to what you have, there were some drawings.